The rollout of Hawaii's medical cannabis dispensary program was anything but smooth. Carl Bergquist is the executive director of the Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii.
What we're seeing is a high demand and issues in the supply line. One or two of the dispensaries say there is plenty of supply, there's just been some bottlenecks.
Bergquist is one of the stakeholders being brought to the table in today's convening of the Medical Cannabis Legislative Oversight Working Group. Maui Senator Roz Baker co-chairs the working group and predicts a lot of frustration in today's discussion.
The biggest frustration with the licensees is that the department has only certified one lab. So the guys from Maui, even though we have a lab that is going through the certification process on Maui, they've had to send their product over here.
Maui Grown Therapy was the first dispensary to open for business a little over 2 weeks ago. Terry Gorman heads up community relations and patient affairs for the Maui dispensary.
The overwhelming issue is the inability to sell the derivative products. We had invested a lot of time and effort into producing, you know, oils, tinctures, concentrates, capsules, creams, and things like that.
Steep Hill, the only certified laboratory, is not certified to test products other than dried cannabis flower, which means dispensaries cannot currently sell products other than weed.
Our patients, they literally call us almost every day asking, are they in yet? Are they in yet?
Let's not forget the patients waiting for the other six licensees to open up. Bergquist hopes the working group will come up with interim solutions until the dispensaries are ready.
Again, we would advocate that we start to loosen up that restriction on traveling with the medicine.
Bergquist says many of these supply issues have been discussed but are only now materializing since the rollout. Add to that the likely increase in demand.
The interest was predicted to increase once the dispensaries open, so I'm curious to see, you know, what's happening on that front. And then, again, what are we seeing in terms of number of licenses and dispensaries that might open up in the future?
The working group meets once a month and receives updates from the State Department of Health, dispensaries, and subcommittees. The ultimate goal is to provide the legislature with findings and recommendations on the medical cannabis dispensary program.
It really helps us to better inform what the Department of Health may be looking at, as well as anything that we find might be necessary for the 2018 legislature to take up.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.